I would like to split two eras of the market system before and after economical crisis. Waker before also mentioned some things that I will just repeat, but maybe more more concrete. So before economical crisis, our political party system could be described by several things, like it was and it is still divided by the nationality. Before crisis, there were parties were more controlled and dominated by oligarchs in Latvia. And also that when we regain independence, our nomenklatura didn't choose social democracy or left approach, they choose liberal or conservative. And that's a different from Lithuania. I don't know how it was in Estonia really, but that was the Latvian approach of this communist elite who was for independent country, they chose this direction. And also somehow it was a weakness of the social democratic parties in the beginning, and later there was a lot of different reasons and lack of honesty and innovation in their policy. But before this crisis, parties mainly were dominated by oligarchs, which in Latvia we called three oligarchs. It was Šlesers, Čēle and the Lembergs, who had their own parties, and there were several other centers of power and money who were giving money to all the parties that in the right moment they have support. And that was a system which seems almost unbreakable, because intelligence was well fed by the system, and they were quite apathetic. Also civil society were quite weak, and it like trade unions or other, they couldn't bring the people on the streets. And there only what could change the situation actually was some big kick to the heads of people, and that was, in my opinion, economical crisis. That people realized that something is wrong, that something should be changed, and that actually they can change something. And the first results of this change in people attitude was elections in 2010. Yeah, 2010, where a lot of oligarch dominated parties lost many seats in the parliament, where this existing discourse of politics a little bit changed. But in my opinion, that was some kind of beginning. And nevertheless, government still was controlled by one of the oligarchs, and all political discourse was about this, not so much about social issues, but about democracy, transparency, and this kind. When government failed to do a lot of reforms, there was very, very popular order by our previous president, Valdis Zatlers, in order two, that the he called for a referendum to dismiss the parliament, to have a new elections. And somehow he succeeded that old elite lose more power and positions, and there came new parties and new people. So at the moment results are this, that the most popular in elections was Harmony Center, which got 31 places in parliament. Zatler's Reform Party, he called his party by his name, they got 20% of 22 places in parliament. Then is vienotība, from actually which list also I and ANSYS were running to elections. It was 19% and they got 20. Then nationalists, which rise their popularity quite a lot. And the last one was this farmer party, who was associated by the one of the oligarch Lembergs. So actually there was a situation that government was formed by the parties who declared themselves democratic, anti-corrupted, transparent, and so on. And of course, I will come later, that after they had such a good results, and they on agenda, they're starting to raise new questions, which is social, economical, and others. But let's talk about that later. We will look on each of the party, and everybody who is here can later add some things and comment more. So Harmony Center, which is created from several parties, and which in the program they wrote that they are social democratic orientated party, and also they have such a program, and quite oftenly also rhetorics. That one of what weakness, in my opinion, of this party, that it still mobilizes only one ethnic group, which is mostly, they mobilize two groups. One is against, one is for, but Russian speaking, they mobilize Russian speaking group. And if you're looking on election results, they managed only a little bit increase Latvian voter number. In my opinion, they had a very good chances to be not one nationality, but all nation party. But with the referendum for language, I think this opportunity is gone. So they also were criticized by media and intellectual of supporting oligarch policy in previous parliaments, and that was quite obviously, we could see that when government was formed by Unity and Farmers Party, Harmony Center was like a actual coalition partner to the Farmer Party, where they together realized a lot of things against Unity Party. I don't go in details what it happened, but in publicly it was seen like support for these oligarchs, which also a lot of left intellectuals made quite skeptical about supporting them. And I think also before this previous election we had a discussion with the Harmony Party about probably joining and going together to election with NGO Progressives. And this was one of the reasons why we didn't choose to go together with them, but with Unity Party. So second party which got a lot of votes is Zaplers Reform Party, which is previous president party. And it got really a huge support, and that's because he said to all politicians, "So you are dismissed." And that was so popular in public that he had this 20% of votes. But there is, I would like to say that it's quite hard to describe what they are, as actually all parties here in Latvia. But they are more positioning themselves like liberals, and if we can talk about some innovations, then I see that some of ministers from their party are doing this innovation. Unfortunately, not Unity or other parties. I see this as a short-term party because it formed 3 months just before elections, and the results was already seen in just in first day of the parliament, where five MPs left this faction. And also, when you create party in such a short term, there comes very different people with different opinions. We just, I think previous people from Estonia told that parties who don't have a logical base are not long lasting. And this, I think, is the case. Probably they will regain their popularity or reconstruct themselves, but only plus what I see is that they managed to put professional ministers in their positions, which are good as professionals. So there is a unity, which also hard to describe what kind of ideology, but if we looked what they are realizing, that it's more and more looking like neoliberal policy. It originally was created by three parties who were more like national conservatives, social liberals, and liberals. And if at the beginning we were hoping that this party maybe in this inner discussion could turn more to the center and left, it seems that liberals and national conservatives are more and more in positions in this party, and it doesn't seem that it will change their policy. And there is a nationalist who actually is like reborn of old national party, but with really big changes, because new generation of new politicians were elected, and actually almost all old national politicians were wiped out from the list by voters, and they have what also mentioned this several nationalist movements in Europe. They have left approaches to some economical issues, and sometimes more left than social democrats by itself. So they support progressive tax system, example. They are more open to some social things in economy and social policy. But nevertheless, this is not their main topic. So main topic is national issues, and they feed from tension in society. And that's a question of their survival, that they all the time put this question on agenda. And the last one is Green and Farmers Union, which also is very hard to define the ideology. Maybe it's sometimes it's conservative, sometimes it goes like more to the center, and also nationalist. I don't know, maybe somebody can help me later to what they are, but
Latvian Greens.
Yeah, there is just one part is called the Greens. There is very interesting, because there is a new union between the farmers and the Greens, because usually the farmers is opposite of the Greens. They want to product more and more than using every not green technologies, and there is very unique like Greens and farmers together. Let's just show us, and the usually for them vote all the countryside, and when you asking them why they vote for them, there is just one party who's called farmer. That means this is for farmers. No, kind of not thinking more in details, and of course, I think Erwin will mean that it's oligarch party is also the one in the case why they vote.
One of the reasons why the Greens in Latvia are not so left, when we talk with them, had some discussions, they said that okay, Soviet Union was very left, and it was so polluting our environment, so that we saw that more to be right is more ecological. So it's somehow. At the moment they are in deep opposition, but knowing the persons who are behind this party, every moment that could change. But anyway, at the moment they are isolated. We'll see what happens. So one of the quite significant events were referendum for Russian language is the second official language in Latvia, which put some corrections also in the party system. So it brings tension to society on national basis. It strengthened ethnic division in political parties. I think one of the example is Harmony Center, which I don't see possibility in near future that they could get more Latvian left-orientated votes. And unfortunately, also other parties who were more on national issues agenda gained some points. But also this referendum show a basic problem of our party system and society, which means that we still divide almost everything by nationality. And during 20 years we couldn't manage, like in Estonia, where it's quite similar beginning point with us, we could manage that there is parties who don't represent just one ethnic minority or majority, and the division is by other principles. This referendum also showed a lot of intellectuals and center-orientated people that changes should be made in Latvia. What I see that after this economical crisis, after this referendum, there is like a starting point again for forming a new organizations and new parties or reforming the old ones. It's like we managed to do one unsuccessful period of party system development till the 2010, and now we are restarting and do it again. I hope that we will do better than previously. I think that there could be new parties, and on the same left side, probably something will grow up from the people who are disappointed in this situation, and then I see that around trade unions, in the several NGOs who are also on this table, they understand the need of the left social democratic party who is not sticked on one nationality. Also, if we are looking on the existing parties, in all parties there are really, really different kind of persons who are right oriented on economy and really left oriented. That's in Farmers Party, that's in Unity, that's I think also in Harmony Center, which is in the world social democratic, but it unites not only social democratic people, but it unites Russian speaking people who also are liberal. And in the real policy we can see some interesting things which shows that ideology is one, that practical policy is a little bit different. So I hope that this formation of new parties will help for the state deal better, and this will end this national division. It is so hard, probably it will never happen. Probably we will have that same situation as in Belgium, that each nationality there is different kind of parties, which is liberal, conservatives, and also social democrats. I wouldn't like this scenario, but that is possible. Yeah, already you said that. Yeah. So I'm open for questions or comments.
So what happened to Social Democratic Party then?
Latvian Social Democratic Worker Party, it disappeared, I would say.
Still exists,
but...
Still the oldest party in the Latvia, but
yeah.
The deadest one.
Right, but what's the story behind it?
Yeah. So story is like this party was not able to change elites, not able to change attitude, policy, and not able to understand the demand of people, and that there should be a new, different kind of policy, a different kind of communication. And more and more people left this party. And at the moment, it loses its possibility to look critically on its own. And the last attempt was 2 years ago, where Ancis Dobelis was leading the new generation of social democrats in that party, that if we should change now or never. So it was never for the party. And at the moment, it still exists, but I haven't heard, I think, half a year or more than any activities of that. So,
I think the Social Democratic Worker Party started with the Russian Party for Equal Rights in Riga, and in the next election, his polls don't support him for working with the Russians.
That was one of the reasons. It was a lot of dots going down, but one of the people didn't see a difference, really, because when they get to power, there was no difference. There was no innovations. And there was a lot of corruption scandals and splitting, and they acting real in Latvian style, that we cannot cooperate and come together. We just splitting and fighting each other, which is a very deep problem for social democrats here. I hope with the new generation it could change.
But when did they disappear? When did they disappear? I mean, when was the...
On the last elections, they got 0.2% of support.
Last elections, they were represented in parliament was back in 1999 when they had 17 seats.
Oh, right.
Since then, nothing. And last municipal elections, 2009, they didn't get in. So basically, starting from 2009,
so it's 13 years.
They wasn't that represented. Maybe in regions.
I think it's actually
now
good.
Now it's even in regions. Still there is some
maybe
kind of,
some.
I think it will finally be finished in the next regional elections.
Actually, I think it's good that they disappeared now, really, because when they existed just a little bit, they were just blocking this sector and blocking for new forces to arrive who could really take the flag of social democracy. And at the moment, now the way is clear.
Yeah, it's kind of they always was the one who represent the Social Democratic Party from Latvia.